Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Travis Green with Be Still. Takes us to 11 minutes after 1 o'clock. My name is Lukom Kwedi Puti. Welcome to the second hour of this edition of Heart to Heart. It is Thursday's edition of Heart to Heart. It is that time of the year once again. It's Pitch Your Business season. Now, the Pitch Your Business competition is empowering South African and African entrepreneurs through the value training, mentorship, and exposure. This year, over 760 participants registered to compete. And after an intense first phase, the top 30 have emerged. These entrepreneurs are now advancing to the next phase of the competition. I'm now joined by some of the participants who've made it to the top 30, and they're going to give us some insight into their experiences of this year's Pitch Your Business competition. Joining me this afternoon on the line, let me make sure that he's on air as well, is Clayton Seleke. Clayton, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Absolutely loving your energy, I must say. Now, Clayton, let's start here. Can you briefly introduce yourself and tell us about your business or your business idea? Please don't leave out your business or your company name as well. We want to know who you are.
Hello to the listeners. My name is Clayton Seleke. Born and bred in the Krugersdorp West, Mohale City, and I'm 23 years of age. I'm very passionate about solving real problems using technology, especially when it comes to children's safety. My business is Safe Steps. It is a company that makes small GPS tracking devices for children. These trackers help parents know where their kids are in real time using their phones.
Wow.
The tracker can be locked into their wrist, arms, waist, and can be locked into their children's bags, clothes, and can be easily removed. It also has a panic button that a child can press if they are in danger. The idea came from seeing how many parents worry when their children go to school or play outside. With our product, parents can be more relaxed knowing where their children are and if their children are safe where they are.
Sure, such a thoughtful product, Clayton. In this day and age, as a mom myself, I'm like, yo, this is great, actually. It's a great idea.
Yes. Safety is a very concerning thing in South Africa.
Exactly. Especially, not only South Africa. Yeah, especially as kids disappear every single day.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Now, tell me, Clayton, why is it so important for entrepreneurs to know what problems their businesses are solving?
When you know exactly what you're solving, it becomes easier to build a business that people truly need. A good business is not just about something you're selling. It's about helping someone and solving a real problem. So in my case, I saw that parents are worried about their child's safety, especially when the child is not with them, just like you say. So I built a solution that gives them peace of mind. And if I didn't understand this problem clearly, I wouldn't know what features to include and how to market it. Knowing the problem keeps me focused and helps me create something useful.
Wow. You've recently completed the online training from the idea to concept development phase of the Pitch Your Business competition. What was the most valuable lesson that you learned from the training?
The biggest lesson I learned during the idea to concept development training is how to turn a simple idea into a working business model. I realized that having an idea is not enough. You need to understand who your customers are, what they need, how to reach them, and how your business will make money. So I learned the importance of testing your idea and getting feedback earlier. You must keep on improving your idea based on what your customers say. The training gave me tools to plan better, ask the right questions, and build something that people trust and use every day.
This is interesting because as you're speaking, Clayton, I'm currently doing a module basically on data analytics. And I'm like, oh, this sounds like you are solving these issues already. And I could learn a lot from you, actually. Now, many people have business ideas, Clayton, but they're afraid to start. What advice would you give them right now?
Oh, I know. Oh, my advice is don't let fear stop you. Starting a business can be scary,
mm-hmm.
but waiting for long is worse. And you don't need to have everything perfect.
Yeah.
Just start small, test your idea, and keep learning as you go. It's okay to make mistakes. What matters is what you learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to people, ask questions, get support from programs like Pitch Your Business. Most of successful business started small, just like ours, just like yours can. If you believe in your idea and solving a real problem, then it's worth you starting now.
Mm, now. I like that. What would winning the Pitch Your Business competition mean for you and your business, Clayton?
Winning would be a big step for me and for Safe Steps.
Mm.
It will show that the work we are doing is important and has real value. It will give us a chance to grow our business faster by getting support, advice, and exposure from more people. It will also help us reach more parents who want to keep their children safe. Winning would give us the tools and confidence to expand, improve the product, hire people to help us grow. It will not only change our life and the business, but it will also help families all across South Africa and beyond.
Mm. So how can initiatives like the Pitch Your Business competition, help improve entrepreneurship in South Africa, where unemployment is so rampant, and in Africa as a whole, actually?
This competition is very important because it gives young people and young upcoming entrepreneurs a chance to learn and grow. Many people have great ideas but don't know how to start or don't even have money or support. Pitch Your Business gives them the training, mentorship, and the platform to share their ideas. It helps people's dreams come into real businesses in South Africa and other parts of Africa. We need more job creators. We need not more job seekers.
Mm.
When more businesses grow, more jobs are created, more problems in our communities are solved. Pitch Your Business gives entrepreneurs hope, confidence, and the tool to make a difference. So it's very important.
Wow. Clayton, thank you so, so much. And I must say, this year's Pitch Your Business, well, I've spoken to two of you already. It's young people. Yesterday, I spoke to a 19-year-old. Today, it's a 22-year-old.
Wow.
Somebody said recently, money is young. I'm starting to believe it. Thank you so much, Clayton. Oh, man, it's only a pleasure and all the best.
Thank you very much. Bye to the listeners as well and have a great day.
Lovely. Now, the Pitch Your Business competition is brought to you by Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center, IM Youth, Radio Pulpit, and TBN Africa.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.